We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ryan and company here on WTIC News Talk 1080. We want to talk a little bit. I saw this in the paper, might have even been on WTNH, I'm not sure about. We always hear like there's needs for blood drives and this and that, and I didn't know that they had never, quote unquote, had a national blood crisis called with the American Red Cross, but they were calling it right now. So I wanted to talk about it and see, you know, how we can help and how you can help. I want to welcome in Jocelyn Hillard, who works for the American Red Cross in Connecticut and Rhode Island. Jocelyn, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So what makes it a national blood crisis?
So the Red Cross is facing a national blood crisis, and this is the worst blood shortage we've seen in over a decade. And I don't believe we've ever even called a blood crisis. So this is great, you know, a great concern for our community and our blood supply. And to really put that in perspective, the Red Cross normally aims to have around a 5-day blood supply on the shelves for emergencies and people, you know, who have scheduled surgeries. But right now, our supply is around 1 day. So to put it in perspective, that's significantly dropped in our blood collection. And we're asking you today, if you are able, to think about making that blood appointment so that we're able to take care of our patients who need that life-saving blood every single day.
You know, Jocelyn, I have a bunch of questions to follow on that. The first one I think I'll take is, what's the reason for this?
So there are a lot of reasons. We obviously can't look away from the coronavirus pandemic. That has really, you know, taken a toll on our blood donor population over the last year. In fact, since the pandemic began, we've experienced around a 10% decline in the number of people who donate blood. Additionally, we do often see a dip in blood donors during the winter months, often because people might be traveling or they're on school vacation, or they just might not be feeling well, or snow cancellations. So we always prepare around this time for a possible dip in blood donors.
Right.
But this is at a, you know, a blood crisis level. We are truly in a blood shortage.
So let me follow on. If you get COVID, can you not give blood, or is it just this hesitance about going out and doing something like that?
If you've had COVID, you can give blood. What we do ask is that our donors are feeling healthy and well. So if you have been previously diagnosed with or suspected to have had COVID, you are deferred from donating blood for 14 days, and that's in alignment with FDA regulations provided by blood establishments recently. So you can give blood if you've donated, but you know what's most important is that not only are you feeling healthy and well, but that you're safe to be around our staff and our other donors. We know we want people who are coming out to feel safe when giving blood.
Wait, let me just clarify. So because of COVID, you're getting less blood because people aren't coming out, or they've gotten it and can't give in that window? Like, what's the reason COVID has had a negative impact on your donations?
It's because people aren't necessarily coming out, right? We've seen a 10% decline in the number of people donating since the pandemic began.
Got it. We're talking with Jocelyn Hillard with the American Red Cross in Connecticut and Rhode Island. You know, when you go from, say, a 5-day, you know, supply to a 1-day, what's the actual impact on being able to be effective in the hospital for surgeries and the like? I mean, what does that mean for procedures in the hospital?
Sure. So, while I can't speak for every single hospital, what I can tell you is across the country, doctors have been forced to make difficult decisions about who receives transfusions and who will need to wait until more product becomes available. So, as a blood donor, you are helping to make sure that blood product is there for people who rely on that every single day. We think of children who might be battling leukemia or someone who may have been in a car accident. So your blood donation is helping us to make sure that we're getting that supply back to that comfortable level so that we're ready and able to provide this life-saving blood to our hospitals.
All right. So if people are listening, they want to help out. What can they do and where can they go?
So we ask that you make a blood donation if you are able and healthy. Make a blood donation today and in the coming weeks ahead. Right now we're experiencing a crisis, and we will need all the help that we can get in these coming weeks to really recover that blood supply. We have up to 17 blood drives throughout the state of Connecticut every single day. So please take a look at www.redcrossblood.org. You can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And my favorite, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, which can find those easy blood drives right near you.
All right, so redcrossblood.org and find a blood drive near you. And again, if you're 2 weeks out from COVID, your blood is fine. And they're down to one-day supplies in a lot of spots, and they usually like to have five. So it's obviously a big deal right now. Jocelyn, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Jocelyn Hillard, from American Red Cross in Connecticut and Rhode Island. You can download the app, although I will tell you, like, my memory is kind of packed, so I don't have room for a lot of apps. But you go to redcrossblood.org and get involved. And, you know, I've done it only twice in my life, I think. I probably should go do it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.